From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. missile strike against Syria in retaliation to a chemical weapons attack that killed 100 civilians is threatening relations between the U.S. and Russia, a staunch ally of the Syrian government that has been blamed for the toxic gas attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin said early Friday the attack will inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties and was in violation of international law. That's according to a statement issued by the Kremlin. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said at an emergency U.N. meeting, defended the U.S.'s actions while criticizing Russia, saying that Russia is supposed to have removed all of the chemical weapons from Syria, but obviously that has not happened.
I'm shocked.
The U.S. military fired 59 missiles into Syria, the first direct U.S. assault on Syrian government forces. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, has heightened the attention on U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia next week. It is unclear if the U.S. action will impact the Tillerson meeting with his Russian counterpart. Tillerson travels to Moscow after attending the G7 ministers' meeting in Italy next week. Swedish police said Saturday that they have arrested a man that very likely is the driver of the truck who plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing 4 and injuring 15 others. The Swedish prime minister is calling the incident a terrorist attack. A day after the attack, residents still seem to be shaken by what happened. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government offices will fly flags at half-staff Saturday as Sweden observes a national day of mourning. This is VOA News. The social media company Twitter is no longer suing the federal government. Twitter says it made the decision after the U.S. government dropped its efforts to force Twitter to identify users behind an account critical of President Donald Trump. Twitter has filed the lawsuit just a day earlier, claiming the government had overstepped its authority in issuing a summons to reveal the account owners. The U.S. Attorney General is not pleased that the Baltimore Department of the Atlantic Coast City of Baltimore is deciding to adhere to an agreement negotiated with the Obama administration. While Jeff Sessions said the consent decree will make Baltimore a less safe city, the Baltimore mayor, Catherine Pugh, disagreed, saying that she believes that it makes Baltimore safer. The U.S. District Judge signed the deal Friday, calling the plan comprehensive and detailed and precise. The Trump administration has asked him to delay signing the decree to give them more time to review the plan designed to root out racist practices in Baltimore's police department, Baltimore 65 kilometers north of Washington, D.C. The consent decree was negotiated during the last days of the Obama administration after a federal investigation found rampant abuse by Baltimore police, including unlawful stops and use of excessive force against African Americans. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing a contentious 14-month partisan battle to a close after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell:
he's going to make an incredible addition to the court. He's going to make the American people proud.
The final confirmation came after Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold on Supreme Court nominees. Leading Senate Democrat Charles Schumer of New York:
I believe it will make this body a more partisan place. It will make the cooling saucer of the Senate considerably hotter. And I believe it will make the Supreme Court a more partisan place.
Authorities in western Myanmar say a ferry carrying scores of wedding guests capsized in a river, killing 20 people. Emergency workers said the ferry collided with another boat. Officials said at least 9 people were missing and 30 people have been rescued. A day after the Venezuelan government banned Venezuela's opposition leader Enrique Capriles from the public office for 15 years, he's now waging a national campaign for reform.
Aquí sobran las razones para movilizarse. Que esta inhabilitación que me han impuesto sea más razón.
He says he's running and campaigning not as a candidate but to change all of Venezuela. The sanction effectively bans him from running against the socialist president in a general election next year. Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.